we kind of wanted to do the Targe thing because we'd been noticing this huge retard influence in popular culture. There were television shows with retards. There were made-for-TV movies about normal women who fall in love with retarded men. And it just seemed to be this all-pervasive thing. We kind of thought, like, well, since the underclass always are the arbiters of chic and hipness, and the underclass has come into the mainstream, you know, where will it go? Well, it's the only place for it to go would be some sort of retard chic. So we decided to do this record a la the kids from Whitney High. And when we did Quiet Village Idiot, you know, it's based on the Mark Denny song, Quiet Village, and we were actually going to get an entire school of retarded kids in the studio to make bird sounds. And on the day we were recording it, the woman calls up from the school and she said, I'm really, really sorry, but I've been up with these kids all night last night practically, and they just really can't get their heads around the concept of imitating bird noises. We said, well, you know, that's okay. You can just, you can come into the studio and they can just, you know, make sounds or whatever. It doesn't matter if they do bird sounds or not. And then she realized, she sort of said, well, I get the feeling that you're trying to make fun of retarded people. You aren't promoting retarded people. You're trying to make fun of them. So then she withdrew. So we ended up just having to make retard sounds ourselves. But, I mean, as the single came out, there really was this huge culmination of retard culture going into the mainstream. It was virtually everywhere. There were billboards. When we recorded that, there were billboards in Portland of retards wearing helmets, and there was a huge slogan next to the pictures of them that said, I'm just like you. There were ads in the paper that said, I'm just like you. I have an apartment. I have a job. I pay taxes. I'm just like you. And so we also did a song called I'm Just Like You.
Well, that says a lot about the mass culture in general. If we're just like them, I'm not sure what to make of that.
They probably have their own websites and stuff, you know.
And of course, Crispin Glover's movie that he's working on—that's all people with Down syndrome.
Yeah, he's actually finished that. He's done the final cut, and he's having copies of it made, and he's, you know, expect to see him on the road showing it any time now. I've actually seen, probably by now, I've probably seen 7 different cuts of the movie. And it gets a little bit better every time, and he keeps getting new ideas, like, because there were scenes where people were squashing snails, and he pulled people, and they said, I really liked the movie, except I didn't like the people, you know, just smashing those snails. You know, that's really mean. So he filmed the whole extra sequence with some mongoloid at a Buddhist temple talking to a bunch of snails on a silk pillow. And the mongoloid saying, thank you, snails. Thank you for sacrificing your life for art. So he added the scene, and evidently that makes it all okay with people, you know, pouring salt on snails and squashing them and all that.
I'm looking forward to seeing that movie.
It's unbelievable. It's, if anybody else had made this movie, they'd be like tarred and feathered, or they'd be lynched. But for whatever reason, Crispin Glover can get away with it.
What can you tell us about your project with Scorpion Wind?
Well, it's a project that, I don't know how many years ago now I did it. Probably just about 5 years, but me and Doug Pierce from Death in June did it in Australia, and we had John Murphy doing percussion. He used to be with SPK and Current 93, and it's one of our favorite things we've ever done together. But we put it out under the name Scorpion Wind, and evidently, you know, most people had no idea what it was. They didn't know it was me and Doug. So Doug, like, decided to make a big full-color poster to send out to record stores so people would understand it was me and him. But the picture he used is a picture of me and him wearing sunglasses holding a koala. So anybody who'd seen this, you know, if a friend of mine had seen this poster, they wouldn't have known it was me and Doug holding a koala. So unfortunately, you know, we really like this record, but it's just... most people have never heard it.
And the Scorpion Wind record is out now? It's available now?
Well, it's just become available again, because that's another of at the time I left World Serpent, a couple days later, independent of me, a couple days later after Doug left as well. And so they were sitting on his entire back catalog until just recently. Just recently, for some reason, they shipped him all the Scorpion Wind and a bunch of other things. So it's available once again. It'll be available through, I think, Tesco in Germany, probably.
How about in the States? Any stateside distribution set up?
I don't know. I'm not altogether sure.
All right.
Probably.
Well, why don't we hear a track off of that collaboration?
Okay.
This one's called Equilibrium by Douglas P. and John Murphy and Boyd Rice.